So one son said yes and didn't do it. The other one said no, and yet he did. It's an interesting thought about, we've all been in that, both of those situations, I expect. When I was right out of high school, I went down to Guatemala for 3 weeks with the Maryknoll missionaries. I thought I might want to join them, you know. And so it was a come and see thing. And we paid the airfare, and then the 3 weeks were on them. So I landed in Guatemala City, and they gave us a week's training, and we got to go around and see some of the Mayan ruins and so on. And then they just had a big earthquake there a couple months earlier, and all these tile roofs had fallen in on the people that were so poor. It was very hard to watch to see that. The main cathedral in Guatemala City was closed and had collapsed and so on. So after that, we broke up into small groups, and three or four of us would go with one missionary, and I was with somebody that was going around Lake Atitlan, and we went to all these really poor villages and this bumpy road. Oh, I was so nauseated, I decided I want a freeway, so I didn't take that vocation. And a warm shower, I didn't get either one of those. But we stopped, and they took a collection for the poor in this one place. Half of them didn't have shoes. And I thought, gosh, you know, they're taking a collection for the poor. And usually you'd think they'd be the ones receiving it, but they wanted to give. I thought about that because last week there was, let's see if my note's still in here. Ooh, it's disappeared. Well, I remember his name. Father Stanley Rother. He was beatified, or made a blessed, the first martyr from the United States in the history of the Catholic Church. He was from Oklahoma City, and he joined that diocese, and he was not a very good, he found it very difficult to be in the seminary. For some reason, he found it difficult. Some of the nuns that knew him encouraged him to keep going, and he did get ordained. Then the diocese established a relationship with a couple of missions in Guatemala, and he volunteered to go there, and he went there for about 10 years. At the last Mass, there was a nun here who worked with this man in this town around Lake Atitlan that I had been to. Isn't that funny? And she said, I was just pronouncing this man's name, and now I forgot which of the two it is. But I asked her, so he went back, she filled me in on some of the details. I just thought it was fascinating that a sister that worked with her from that same place, that same diocese, was here. But he after about 10 or 12 years, he came home because it was becoming very dangerous for priests and nuns to be there. There was a civil war going on, and one side hated the Catholic Church. That's always the case in human history, it seems. Safe and back in Oklahoma, he felt a call to be back with his people. And so he went back. And I asked her, what was it that he did that made them so angry? And she said, he taught them to read. He taught them to read. The government didn't want them to read. Isn't that amazing? That's all he did. I thought it was something more edgy. The government wanted them to be dumb. And they weren't dumb people at all. They just didn't have a chance. In fact, he had to learn the language. It's Mayan. These people still spoke a Mayan language. Very difficult. And he was martyred. He went back and they got him. I thought of that story because while he never said no to God, God didn't make it easy for him to say yes in the seminary, but he did. He thought about leaving, but he didn't take back his yes. Then later, when he went home, he didn't say no to God. But then God, in his heart, pardon me, called him to say yes once again. And once again, he had to say yes to God. When our Lord gives us this story, it's kind of the story of all of our lives in some ways. All of us said yes to God in baptism. The reality is most of us were too young to remember that yes. Some of us were older and do remember saying yes to God. Or you've been a godparent, or a parent, you had a child baptized, and you speak for them. But at some point, we speak for ourselves. Will I continue to follow God or not? Will I say yes to God when it's not easy? At times we find ourselves saying yes now, and then we don't do it. Other times we say, forget it. But then, wouldn't you know it, we find ourselves doing God's will after we think about it. That's called repentance, and Jesus is very pleased with that. In fact, he knows it's going to be hard to say yes to him. That's why he gave us a whole lifetime to make our decisions. And that final decision that is the sum of all the decisions that we've made in our lives. I was talking with a priest friend. Sometimes he calls me for homily ideas if he's stuck, you know. So he called Saturday night and says, I said, you're begging for mercy again to me. He said, no, I want to tell you what I preached about. I said, what was it? You won't believe what he said. Hugh Hefner. And I said, they might wonder how you have so much knowledge about this individual. He said, his life was a sum of all the choices he made. And as far as anybody knows, he did not repent at the end. And his question was, where is he now? And what does he think about what happened in his life? And I think all of us, that's an extreme example, I suppose. It had, a deleterious effect on our society. But we're all somewhere between the Virgin Mary, perhaps, and him, in the sense of, imagine putting those two in the same paragraph. But looking for lightning. Hey, I didn't tell you I'd be any good at this, Lord. But we all have this battle within us between good and evil, light and darkness. And it's so encouraging to know that the Lord gives us time to figure it out. You know, I mean, today, last night there was a Right to Life auction. Tonight is the Father Tap Home for Unwed Mothers, or two halves of the same coin, different ways of expressing the sanctity of life. And there are many other ways to do it. And today there's the Life Chain, and then next week some of us will be saying the rosary out there at Wolverine. And there are a lot of people that get caught in the wrong decisions in life issues, and then later when they have a change of heart, they want to do something. And that's when some of our best workers for life and for faith come from a decision that needed to be altered somewhat. And this is what our Lord is talking about, is when we realize what God is asking of us, at that time, God wishes a yes. I think about St. Faustina, her diary is this thick, you know, you wouldn't think it'd be something you'd want to read. But I found it very interesting because she was a nun with a fourth grade education who, it got around the community that she was having visions, and many of her fellow nuns thought she was a kook. And they made her somewhat miserable. At one point, she had dialogues with the Lord, like Catherine of Siena, and the Lord would speak to her in an audible way. And she said to him, Lord, I don't feel like going to Mass or to the choir. I'm not happy about the community services and things I'm doing. She says, I am doing them all, but I don't feel good about it, and I apologize to you. And he said, you don't have to apologize. You're glorifying me more when you don't feel like it than when you do. You glorify me when you do it, not when you feel like doing it. There's not as much grace in doing something when we feel like it. There's more grace in doing it when we don't feel like it. And I think that's an insight into this gospel, is that we have to ask ourselves, why am I on the earth? And we who are Catholics or Christians and hear these gospels have an insight as to what we're doing here, and that is we've been given the gift of time. And time is precious to us because we are slowly accumulating a lifetime of choices which become hardened at death into that one choice, that ultimate fundamental option for God or against God that we will make on the last day of our lives. And so God gives us all this time, a good sacrament to when we need to be forgiven in a sacramental way for tough sins. And we just ask God, as we make our choices, that we will keep this gospel in mind, that if I can't say yes right away, which is the best, I can say yes later and still glorify God. One son said yes and did not do it. Another son said no, but later did do it. And what choices do I make?